Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
I don't know how calm the commercial real estate market is in Hartford, but it's definitely not in the green. It's a tough situation in the city, and of course, everyone's working, you know, nonstop to try to figure out how to make Hartford a more vibrant place, get more people living there, get more businesses working there, and it's not easy. There are some pockets of success, but you know, in terms of like commercial real estate, the vacancies are pretty high, and then that leads to less revenue for the city and a whole bunch of other sort of knock-on effects. Mike Puffer, who writes for the Hartford Business Journal, joins us now on Brian and Company. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good morning, Brian. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, I'm glad to have you on. And I know you just put something out yesterday on Enfield. I'd love to get to that. But this report about commercial real estate in Hartford, give us some details of what's important to know that's in it.
Well, you know, this was a study funded by two of the largest landlords in Hartford, and who are concerned about the state of the Class A, well, of the office market in general. And it's been no secret that for years there's been, you know, great concern about the state of the downtown Hartford office market. With vacancies increasing, prompted by this drive to remote work that was accelerated by the pandemic. So, you know, the study's findings really don't come as that much of a surprise. You know, it does put some pretty stark language to and some stark warnings to, you know, what we already know. It had tallied a tax loss of, just north of $7 million so far. And we can expect more with continued tax appeals. So that's an annual tax loss to the city. It also warns of what it calls a negative feedback loop as landlords are increasingly unable to fund maintenance of their buildings, which would lead to deteriorating conditions, which would lead to more vacancy, which would lead to and on and on and on. And what it's asking for is, you know, pretty dramatic, too. I mean, one of the recommendations is that the state invests $450 million in incentives in downtown Hartford for repositioning and redevelopment, and that would be almost equivalent to what the Capital Region Development Authority has received over 13 years in bonding authority from the state of Connecticut, you know, compressed into 3 years, and they're asking for that on top of what CRDA is, what is already being directed through CRDA.
You know, can I interrupt for a second, Mike? I got a quick
right
question.
Ahead.
What is the vacancy rate right now in downtown Hartford?
Well, it depends on who you ask. Let me pull this up. CBRE comes out with quarterly reports. They're a big brokerage and real estate services firm. And, you know, they say that the vacancy rate as of the end of the second quarter was 28% vacant. Though Avis and Young is quoted in this report, estimates that the real number, when you're looking at anticipated vacancies and areas available for sublease, is closer to 41%. And we have some more dramatic numbers from the 38-story City Place One, which is in receivership. That means a court has ordered a receiver to manage the building because the ownership just isn't interested in doing so anymore. And it's the latest report by the court-appointed receiver put the vacancy rate at, it put the occupancy rate at 46%, meaning the building is about 54% vacant. Mm. And it's tough to maintain and 884,000 square foot building when it's less than half occupied.
Well, I mean, yeah, that 28%, I mean, I don't know who did that or who did that statistic. There's not a chance that it's that low. So, I mean, 40% makes more sense, and I'm sure there are pockets where it's worse. You know, we're talking with Mike Puffer from the Hartford Business Journal. Again, you can go to hartfordbusiness.com to read his stuff. It covers a lot of real estate in a lot of different places. I'm a cheerleader for Hartford. I do... understand that a lot of people think it's a, you know, not a winning battle, but, you know, you can't stop fighting for it. I mean, $500 million is a lot of money, and we don't even know if that'd be good money thrown after bad. And I'm just curious, and these are two interests who did the report who would love to get help, right? Because they have a lot of assets in the city. I'm curious if you have any insight into, like, and I do believe something bold is important, and I'm super disappointed that the governor collectively bargained away return to work. He can't require state workers to return to work because he bargained away that option, and I still can't believe he did.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Did that, but my question to you is that $450 million that they would want the state to invest. What would those investments be? You talked about incentives, so you would, you know, what would it be, like subsidized rent to make a better deal for companies to relocate? Like, what kind of stuff are we talking about?
The report doesn't detail that, but what it could be is what CRDA does right now is it offers low interest loans to incentivize development. You know, those loans make the numbers work for, say, all the apartment construction that we've been seeing. There is hope that this money could be spent, and it probably would be directed at repositioning buildings. There's a lot of thought that if you were to take a Class A building off of the market, you know, convert it to housing, let's say, that would compress all the tenants into other buildings and bring up their occupancy rates and help them stay afloat. Or if you were to, you know, convert all of the Class B Class B offices in downtown Hartford, that would send the tenants to the Class A offices. So those low-rise tenants get sent to the high-rises, and that helps fill them up. For a long time, the strategy in Hartford has been to try and increase vitality on the street by subsidizing apartments. And so the city has added something like 3,000 apartments in and around the downtown over the past decade, with more on the way. And so they're hoping that spurs restaurants and retail, which will make the offices more attractive, akin to what you see in downtown West Hartford.
Yeah. Hey, just real quick, we got to go. I mean, this is just a suggestion and a report. I mean, is there any sense that the governor would pay attention to it?
Well, we have to see, you know, even the people who have funded this report haven't turned it into an actual policy promotion that they're bringing to any officials yet. I had an email exchange with somebody from Shelbourne very quickly, and they say that they're running this by focus groups now. And it will be, I think, at least a month before we see if they're going to turn this into an actual policy proposal that they bring before any officials.
Listen, if you, I wanted to get to Enfield and a two-stage project that's got a green light from the town but has some more hoops to jump through. We're fresh out of time, but hopefully we'll get other chances to talk. If you want to read Mike Puffer's stuff, just go to HartfordBusiness.com. Mike, thanks for the time.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.